Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society's career coach of choice, and I'm here to talk to you about seven strategies that will doom your job offers. We have an unemployment rate that has been decreasing, and things are looking very, very good. It would appear that we have cause for celebration. Our clients are receiving multiple job offers. We hadn't seen that in an awfully long time. And in many, many cases, the time to search from search to the job offer is being greatly reduced. However, we see too many candidates who still can't seal the deal. Many can't even get in the door to deliver the assets of their candidacies. Sure, the competition is overwhelming. There's no room for antiquated strategies, but we still see many silly miscalculations that can doom candidate selection without any outside competition. In other words, you can be your own worst enemy. Here's how this happens. Number one. Don't be such a private person, okay? We have a lot of people, especially in our profession, who really prefer to stay very low key. They're not real high visibility people and they don't want to be quote unquote out there. So their social media is almost non-existent. Their interface with other industry professionals and the world at large, professionally and online, is virtually non-existent. That's not good for the job searcher, and it's also not good for the career. So consequently, what you want to do is kind of relax the privacy portion of what's going on with you and in your personality and put yourself out there a little bit more. It will advance your career. You need to be on LinkedIn. We know that. If you're not on LinkedIn, you're going to have a problem, because even if I'm looking for a practitioner, somebody might give me a name of someone, and the first thing I will do is look on LinkedIn for that individual. If you're not on LinkedIn, you give the appearance of obsolescence or being behind the times, and I don't want my CPA to be behind the times. So the tendency to not know what Twitter is, the tendency to not understand the newer technologies that really have nothing to do with accounting but have to do with building your brand and your presence, these things are very important. And sometimes it's kind of counter our introvert personalities to want to do that. Relax your privacy a little bit. It isn't going to hurt you. It isn't going to compromise your identity. You're not going to get in trouble, and no one's going to go into your bank account. Next. Don't be super early to an interview. We hear this a lot from people in our profession because we are an exacting bunch of people. We want to be to the penny and we want to be on time. And in the name of doing that, many of our people will be far too early to an interview and believe that to be a good thing. 5 or 10 minutes is fine. If you're too early, if you're earlier than that, you become intrusive to whatever a hiring manager or a human resources manager was doing, and they'll feel pressured and they'll be offended by that. So while you feel it's a good idea to be 20 minutes, a half an hour early, don't do it. It invades somebody else's schedule, and they're going to meet you without a positive handshake and a positive smile. Next. Don't invade an employer's space. Now, what I mean by that, that's whether it be your employer or whether it be your hiring manager or your human resources individual. I have seen people put their resumes on my desk as opposed to handing them to me, and I've seen people do that without even presenting. I've seen people put their cases on my desk. I've seen candidates put their purses on my desk. Leave your things off of my space. And when you're in an interview or in a situation like that, it is bad manners to be looking on someone else's desk to see what's on it. We look for that in the human resources world, in the hiring world, so we call that invading an employer's physical space. There was an individual once who had a picture of his fishing expedition with a large fish behind his desk, and you would think you're allowed to go back there and take a look at the big fish he caught and congratulate him on that. No, he put that there for a reason, and those were the people that he was not going to take because he found them to be intrusive. Next. Don't play American Idol after an interview. Now, for those of you who don't know what American Idol is, it is a performance followed up by a critique of experts. Don't do that with your employers. Once you've had an interview, do not After that, ask them how you did or what you could do better. If you do not get hired by an organization, do not go back and ask them how you did and how you could do better. That is not a good look for you. It makes you look like you have no resources. And even if you are a wonderful candidate, I'm going to kind of see you in through different eyes, because I don't like that you're coming back to me. To protect myself, I'll probably not tell you the truth anyway. So if you want to ask how you did, ask your coach, ask your wife, ask your friend, but don't ask the person who is judging you and scrutinizing you. Next, don't abuse recruiters. Now, what do I mean by that? Third-party recruiters are not around to get you hired. They're not there to get you a job, but you didn't know that. Third-party recruiters, external recruiters, their point is to find talent for companies. Companies hire them, companies pay them. So if you would like to go see a recruiter with your resume, feel free. And they will be very polite and say, send a resume to me. I'll call you if something comes across my desk. That does not mean they're going to be actively conducting your job search. So don't be upset with them. Don't be grouchy to them. If you want to really build up your network, be kind to your recruiters and be compelling and offer to help them find whoever they need to find, because the next day it may be you. Next, don't be financially arbitrary, meaning be flexible in your potential compensation, at least for the sake of initial discussion. If you arbitrarily demand something, what do you need to come to work, Mr. Candidate? Not one penny less than $150,000, and I pay $149,000. You would have loved my job. You're not going to get it. So be flexible, okay? There's always room for negotiations. And last but not least, do not indulge in true confessions. Now, what I mean by that is to a hiring manager, to a human resources individual, to a recruiter. These people, while they may be very friendly, are not your friends. So do not talk about how bad your last job was. Do not talk about how bad your boss is. Do not talk about how you can no longer stand your house or how your kids are driving you crazy. Stick to business. Stick to the value that you can provide. Stick to the reasons why you believe you would be good for a company. Make sure you message that. And then the job offer will come, or the promotion will come. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.